Hi, my name is Cesarion. I'm calling back from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line to finish a claim. May I speak to Lonnie Spencer? Spencer Lonnie?
Yes. It's him.
All right. Can you provide me with your social security number?
Yes, sir. 422-298-200.
All right. Can you give me your date of birth?
Yes, 4/23/1981.
All right. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. And your mother's maiden name?
Henrietta Jackson, our married name.
All right. And are you unemployed now?
Yes.
Okay. Were your wages?
Should I get my mother's her maiden name or her married name? You said
her maiden name.
That means when she's married, Henrietta Spencer.
No, it's the name that she was born with. Last name she was born with.
Jackson. Sorry.
All right. Thank you for the information. All right. Give me one moment.
Okay.
One moment.
Okay.
All right. Were the wages that you earned in Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you a few questions. I'm going to try to get through as quick as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have you ever worked under a different name?
No.
Have you ever worked under a different Social Security number?
No.
All right. Verify your gender.
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
All right. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
All right, do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Can you provide me with the state and number?
Yes. Okay, you ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. It's Montgomery, Alabama. Driver license number 6802394.
All right. Thanks for the information. All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right, what's the name of the bank you want to use?
Hope.
Is Hope Bank?
Yeah, Hope Bank. Yeah, correct.
All right. Whenever you're ready, you can provide me with the routing and account number.
Okay. One second. Okay. If that's going to be 2 6 2 2 76575.
All right, and the bank account number.
Okay. And those will be the next digits. You want to, let's see. 100022788037.
All right. I'm going to repeat both numbers back to you. Make sure I do have them absolutely correct. For the routing number, I have 262-276-575.
Correct.
For the bank account number, I have 100022788037.
Correct.
All right. Verify your address for me.
6041 Arbor Glen Drive, Montgomery, Alabama, 36117.
Is your residential address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, sir.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, sir.
Verify your telephone number.
334-354-3904.
All right. You had the option to place an email address on this claim. Would you like to?
Yeah, I can put my email on that. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. It's LonnieSpencer85@gmail.com.
I'm going to go over and make sure we do have everything correct for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. For the email address, I have LonnieSpencer85@gmail.com.
Spencer is spelled with a C. Did you get a C? S-P-E-N-C-E-R. Yes, C-E-R, Spencer.
Yes, sir. That's what I have.
Okay, 85@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's it.
All right. Telephone number 334-354-3904.
Correct.
All right. And for the mailing address, 6041 Arbor Glen Drive, Montgomery, Alabama, 36117.
Correct.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
All right. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1 Jackson Circle, 111 Creek Drive, 3115 Capstone Curve, 874 11th Street Northeast, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Yes, I've been associated with 111 Creek Drive.
Okay. From whom did you purchase the property at 3985 Esberg Lane? Colony Homes, Atlanta East, HUD, McCarr Development, Zefner, or I've never been associated with this property?
I've never been associated with that property.
All right. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Bruno's, Curry Ford, Texan, Freshway, QSI. Bruno. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Bruno's.
All right. I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions, okay? Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons that are related to the COVID-19 pandemic?
No, I don't know.
All right, let me rephrase that question for you. Have you been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic in any way?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Are you filing for DUA, disaster unemployment, unemployment assistance?
No.
Oh, okay. What was the very last day that you worked?
It was March the 9th. Well, no, you said the last day I worked. It was, excuse me. It was February the 25th. 2021.
All right. If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
40 miles.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
I would say $19 an hour.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
All right. What was the job title?
I was a DOT driver, truck driver, a carrier. You put carrier.
All right. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No. Oh, well, I'm unemployed, so I'm not working. What was that question again? I'm sorry.
The question was, are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, I haven't found anything. No.
It's not asking if you find. It's asking if you're seeking work.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yes.
What's the name of the company that you work for?
That I used to work for was FedEx Express, FedEx.
All right. What's the telephone number?
To FedEx?
Yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me get that for you, sir.
Okay.
Okay. It's 334-244-8795. Correct.
All right, what was your employment start date?
It was 08-04-2014.
All right. This work was done in Montgomery?
Yes.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay anytime after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
And what was the reason for separating from this employer?
It was under wrongful termination.
What reason did they give you?
I called out on Friday, on the 26th, February the 26th, because I had COVID symptoms. And when I returned to work, I was terminated. And I returned to work with a doctor's note on March the 2nd.
All right. What's the name and title of the person that discharged you?
Kevin Bonner. It's K E L V I N Bonner, B O N N E R.
This is on the 25th of February.
I returned to work. The last day I worked was the 25th, but I was actually let go on the March the 8th. Excuse me, March the 9th. Excuse me, March the 9th.
Give me one moment. Were you given any prior warning to same or similar acts, them telling you for whatever reason you need to just be at work regardless? They say anything like that?
No, they just terminated me.
Over the time of you being there, had they said anything about that? Had they stressed absenteeism?
No. I have great work history. I've been there for 7 years, and I've never had no issues with missing work or no absentees or nothing. No write-ups, no nothing. Like with attendance or nothing. Great work history.
All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld from federal income tax?
And no.
All right. If you're ready, I can provide you with your four-digit PIN.
Okay.
It's 0081.
0081.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm going to read to you the disclosures and then we'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirements have been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and assess the change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim at any time. You may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
Yes, sir. What was that number again? I need to call in. You said I need to call in each week on Saturday or Sunday. What was that number again, sir?
It'd be on Sunday. And that's 1-800-752-7389. 752-7389.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're more than welcome.
I call that number every Sunday. At you said in between what time or Pacific time?
Anytime Sunday. You just have to make sure it's done before Friday at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Anytime throughout that week, you can get it done.
Okay, so I can call in like on a Friday. I can call in on Friday, just as long as it's before Sunday.
No. From Sunday to Friday.
Okay, got you. Sorry.
All right. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
Yeah, just how long would it be? How long does it normally take for it to go through?
Typically 2 to 3 weeks, but you still need to make sure you're doing your weekly certifications in the meantime.
Okay, so like say this week, today's Wednesday, I need to call in on Sunday.
Correct.
The 1-800-752-7389.
Correct.
I need to call in, let's say, at 12 afternoon on Sunday. It's Sunday.
Sorry. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Well, I definitely want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, man. I appreciate this, man. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
All right. You're more than welcome.
All right.
Bye.